South Sudan prepares to declare formal independence. Specialized training brings unity to a divided country. And we'll tell you what an aviation ministry, storytelling, and the gospel have in common. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. July 9th will be Independence Day for South Sudan. In preparation to become Africa's newest sovereign state, lawmakers ratified the new constitution Thursday. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker says there will still be huge challenges facing the new government.
It's going to be one of the poorest countries in the world, with 90% of the population living on less than $1 a day.
Still, Southern Sudan refugees who fled to the north are returning home. Parker says of their work in Khartoum,
a lot of the kids that we've worked with have moved with their families. What we're seeing is that our work in the north is being reduced. We're actually merging two of our children's homes together. We haven't got enough children to start the school program again this year.
Their program in the South expects to see growth as a result. Pray for their team as they transition.
It's a difficult situation, but it is giving us opportunities to share the gospel, to share the good news with people, not just the children in our programs, but children in the communities as well.
Meanwhile, rival Sudanese tribe members have come together in a rare time of unity. Global Advance recently held leadership training for Christian leaders in southern Sudan. With Sudan splitting into the north and south, the church wants to draw closer together. Jonathan Shibley with Global Advance says what they're seeing is encouraging.
There was just a new level of grace that came on them and a passion to reach their nation and the various tribes for Christ like we've never seen before.
There are still 138 unreached people groups in both parts of Sudan. The last thing Christians in Sudan want is for evangelism to take a back seat during the political drama.
Over 30 have committed to plant new churches among some of the most unreached villages and even still have a heart to reach the north.
The church is hurting after all the struggles they've been through in the last decade, but just like Esther, they're called for such a time as this.
God has strategically placed them in their part of the world to be catalyst for the fulfilling of the Great Commission.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Chinese orphans with special needs are being scooped up by loving families. With China's one-child policy, families often abandon a special needs child in hopes of having a healthy one. Bethany Christian Services is currently working with the China team to find homes for special needs orphans from Henan in central China. Most orphans from the Henan camp have cerebral palsy. They need warm Christian families to show them that there is a God who loves them when society throws them aside. Elsewhere, Lifehouse, it's a safe house for women at risk in Adelaide, Australia, is fighting to stay alive. A local church where a partner with the Evangelical Alliance Mission is on staff runs the ministry. They offer a biblically based residential program that helps women through eating disorders, abuse, self-harm, and other problems. The Lifehouse staff has been working as volunteers for over 8 months because there's no money to pay them. We have much more on this story at our website. And have you ever wondered why you're not catching all of the pastor's sermon or Sunday school class? Maybe it's because you're one of the 80% of the world's population who learn better through storytelling. MAF's Regina Manley says,
how many of us walk out remembering the 3 points to the sermon? But when we teach them to use their own natural storytelling ability, everyone can walk out, repeat a story, and they remember those truths that they found themselves.
That's why MAF is holding an oral strategies workshop August 16th through the 20th in Boise, Idaho, to help Christians learn how to use storytelling effectively to share the gospel. MAF is seeing this method of outreach succeed.
There are actual church planting movements. That's where hundreds of churches are being started. Many of them are small house churches that are using story and discussion for evangelizing and discipling and planting churches.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to encourage you in your walk with God. They're offering a free devotional called The Art of Loving God by Julie Ackerman Link, the first in the Loving God series. Along with it, you'll also receive a DVD showing next generation church leaders in action. Get your free resources, call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.